Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I could have just sat passively by and not taken advantage of this glorious northeastern blizzard opportunist situation as far as broadcasting tonight, but I went for it. I went with the idea and the notion to continue on. And to move forward despite my busy schedule, 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Yes, we're back. It's been about a week and a half. Once again, another very spontaneous broadcast listing here on Blog Talk Radio. Jason D'Amico, The Rock Blues, a new show. This is episode 13, if I do say so correctly, February 21st, 2015, here, broadcasting out of the Hudson Valley. And getting right into it tonight, folks, we got some great music for you. Nothing too complex, just classic blues and classic rock. Got some outrageous news stories coming up. Once again, if you haven't heard the whole situation as far as the guest call-in number goes, remains stagnant, we're stuck with the verdict of a number that can't be changed. So 347-215-6357 remains the guest call-in number. What do we got on the list of? First of all, I'm gonna rant real quick on the premises of this beautiful genre of music. You could call them subgenres, but at the bottom line of it all, we're dealing with roots music. Rock and roll came out of the blues. It's a baby of the blues. Pop, even though we don't play a lot of pop here, is a baby of the blues. Jazz, another subgenre of blues, Americana, roots music. It all stems from that philosophy, ideology. Sonically speaking, emotionally speaking, musically and spiritually speaking, it all stems from that point of reference. And it stems back to the African roots as well. And to me, it is the most emotionally moving music alive still today on the face of the earth. And I am a fan of classical as well. I believe it's classical is another genre that is just incredibly emotional. Send you on a roller coaster ride. There's a lot that can be done, and ultimately it's limitless. Music in general is limitless, but I would definitely say that classical compositions by far have, and jazz as well, have many dimensions. When we talk about blues, when we talk about rock, it's somewhat constructed in a boxed in oriented setting, and that there's nothing wrong with that. If anything, it actually it makes the music able to be listened to and appreciated by all ages, not from a primitive point of view, but really from a complex, from a higher power of musical taste. And it seems like I'm kind of rambling on about this, but it's a real paradox, because you have three chords. What are you going to do on top of them? Anybody can sit in. You don't need music. You don't need sheet music to play the music. You just need each other. You just need the togetherness and the collectiveness. That's probably what I was trying to say there. If you really want to talk about a real genre that brings people together, it's the blues. It's an amazing, amazing musical establishment and statement. You know, I was at an open mic a while back, and there were a bunch of artists there who were playing just covers, pop covers, a couple of people playing Tom Petty, a couple of people got up and sang some other, I can't recall what exactly they were covering, but then the blues band got up and the whole atmosphere changed. It was amazing. It was like somebody just turned up the energy, you know, and it's beyond the power from the amplifiers and the drums and everything being loud in the PA and the vibrations themselves. And the vibrations are healing and medicinal, in my opinion. But it's beyond that. There's the nature of the music is so transparent for each individual. I'm very surprised when people just can't latch on to the blues. But then again, everything's on for everybody. 347-215-6357. Jason D'Amico here, hosting Rock, Blues, a new show. And Blizzard, once again, I think actually the last episode we covered was during a blizzard. And we have, well, yet again, another one. I haven't even looked outside. I've been stuck doing... Like it's kind of let up a little bit, but I've been stuck inside with my American government course, really, really enjoying it. As a little side note here, between the college and the new blue establishment and the band, and having somewhat of an aspiring acting career, I've done a lot of acting. It was just in my earlier days. But now coming up as, I guess, a young man in the 20s age, you know, category, and just for roles and everything, it's, I don't know, maybe we'll hit a strike a gold mine one of these times. But nonetheless, music is the number one passion here. Music is the reason why we broadcast rock, blues, those two genres. That is why we broadcast here on the Rock, Blues, and News Show. Got a lot of great music coming up your way. We're going to get right to it here. Want to play for you, if I can find my notes. Want to play for you here a blues in 7/4. And it kind of it goes into a 4/4 section. Some of you probably already know what I'm talking about, what I'm referring to. For those of you who are experienced and are connoisseurs of the genre, I treat it as like it's jazz, but it's not. I mean, it's the pounding of the chest, rock and roll revolution. And one of these days it will be categorized in education establishments all over the place. I was going to say colleges, but I think even high schools as well, just across the board, public and private, music. Give it another 25, 50 years, and we're going to be seeing, hopefully, I don't know if they're going to be, I don't know if you need degrees for playing rock and roll and blues. I hope not. It's the people's music. I don't think you need to be, I'm kind of against that somewhat. But as far as being able to take courses on it, more and more courses, I think we'll be seeing that coming up very soon. And this will probably be one of the songs to be studied. This is off of the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon. We've played a cut from it before, I believe. No, actually, we haven't. Look back at my archive here. We've done Have a Cigar, which is off of Wish You Were Here. Another great track. I mean, Pink Floyd's just Pink Floyd. You have the subtleties, yet the genius quality of Mr. David Gilmour and the whole band in general is just one of those bands, to me personally, and this is a given, this is an absolute given. I think anybody who listens to Pink Floyd, sorry about that, folks. We got booted off by Skype. Apologize for that. We're back on the air. If I lose you again, I'll come back as soon as possible. Happens from time to time. But anyway, lost my train of thought here. Anyway, talking about Pink Floyd, talking about had probably some other, at least in my mind, some great points to make. Right away, I'm not sure. Went down again there. I'm not sure really what to do. We're going to try and play this thing, get this going. Apologies for the technical difficulties. And let me see if I can find this. Here we go.
Why it wasn't coming on Friday 11.
And of course, it kicks into Us and Them off of that album as well. But nonetheless, incredible. You know, what I could go on for so long talking about the relationships that are established musically in this group. I have to stop myself. I can't ramble on any further about this. These are just, if I get going too much, I can't stop talking about these bands. I'm just so passionate about this music. 347-215-6357 is a guest call-in number. Moving on now, we're going to get to, I have a story that I'm going to bring up, and we're going to get to that in a second. I have another, you know, I want to play for you a little bit of, this is actually from Carnegie Hall Live, Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to get to this real quick. Give me a second to kind of deal with some of the setbacks with the multiple, I don't even know, two or three Skype breakdowns that we've dealt with so far. I'm going to do testifying. This is from Carnegie Hall, Stevie Ray Vaughan. A little bit of trivia. This was his 30th birthday. Let's see. 80, maybe it wasn't. I have to do some research on that. But I do know this. There was supposed to be a film crew scheduled to film, obviously, the show. And his brother, Jimmy Vaughan, was there, Fabulous Thunderbirds. I don't know if anybody else was there, but there was the horn section that they are not on this take. They are not on this cut. This is just Double Trouble, Tommy Shannon, Chris Layton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Nonetheless, though, this is, you know, from that show. But what they were supposed to do was take video, and what ended up happening was we only got the audio of this, you know, Stevie's performance at Carnegie. Unfortunately, because of the unions in New York, the filming unions said, we can't, you have to pay our members overtime, our film crew that we sent out overtime. They're not, well, I don't even know if the unions, I don't even think the unions spoke on their behalf. I think it was just the film crew saying, look, we can't, you got to pay us overtime. We're done at 11. And the show is supposedly going to go to 12 or 12:30. So they ended up canceling. They'd have the budget to film the entire show. And I think this is 1983, 84, or 85. I have to, it's one of those years. It was before, no, you know what? It was before 85 because it was before Reese Wylens was on keys. So I'm going to guess, folks, it was either 83 or 84. So anyway, nonetheless, testifying, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Carnegie Hall.
Is anybody mind if I see something up here? We need a little bit of light up here if nobody minds.
How y'all doing tonight?
Is y'all having as much fun as we are?
I was waiting for the cutout. It was live cuts anyway. I was right. It is October 4th, the date of this show at Carnegie Hall. October 4th, 1984. You can Google it. There's some great shots available of Stevie. I was right on this corner at Carnegie a couple of months ago, literally right where the plaque was, where he took a picture for the album. It's very, very cool. You know, very, I'd say nostalgic, but I wasn't there. So I guess iconic, monumental for me, I guess. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Got plenty of music for you tonight. I want to get to this. This is a really fun, this is a short story, short news bit here. Police arrest Connecticut man who became irate with a $50 haircut. And actually, what's funny about this is the same town. It's coincidental. It's not, it's funny to me because I'm on this train all the time coming out of Harlem. Not to digress and get sidetracked here, but my second album is finished as far as the tracking is concerned. We have to start mixing it and everything, but this is going on in Mount Vernon, the east side of Mount Vernon, where the Stamford train line runs out of Grand Central, essentially. But that, you know, I transfer at Harlem coming from the Hudson line, which is, for those of you who are not familiar with the Northeast area, the tri-state area of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. We have the Hudson River, which comes down from Canada through New York down to the Atlantic Ocean by New York City, where Manhattan is. And down that line, 60 miles north, that's where I am right now. So when I go down to get to Mount Vernon, which is north of the Bronx, section of New York, You get off at Harlem or you get off at Grand Central, transfer trains. It's easier to do it in Harlem. And this train station, you know, transfers you to the Stamford line. That's why this is kind of funny to me. A man who is unhappy with his haircut faces criminal charges after police say he became enraged and threw items around in the Connecticut salon. Stamford Police Sergeant Kelly Connolly says 47-year-old Alan Becker was angered further when he learned the trim he got Wednesday morning was going to cost him $50. Connolly says Becker kicked a hole in the salon wall, became hostile towards staff and customers, and threw a candle display and other items, and then left the premises. Police say Becker returned later and demanded his hair be fixed, quote-unquote, but the salon refused. Authorities later arrested Becker on breach of peace and criminal mischief charges at his Stamford home. You know, what I don't understand is, well, there's only two more sentences. Let me finish this up, and then I'll put my own spin on this. A recording on a phone listing from Becker said he couldn't receive new messages. It's not clear if he has a lawyer. Well, they obviously don't have a lot of facts and figures on this case. This must have just happened today. No, actually, yesterday. Updated yesterday as well. Today's the 21st. This is the 20th. Authorities later arrested Becker on breach of peace and criminal mischief charges at his Stamford home. I'm not too qualified to talk about law here, but wouldn't they arrest him for property damage, something along the lines of that? I mean, if he went in there and threw stuff around, hostile, kicked a hole in the wall, I mean, that's beyond breach of peace Well, maybe Criminal Mischief. Maybe that covers that. I'll have to talk to one of my friends about that. I don't know. Actually, you know what? We're going to Google it. And while we're Googling it, because, you know, I sit here and I think I don't know these things, but I'm sitting in front of, you know, cyberspace and the World Wide Web, where we basically have any answer at the touch of a keyboard. Some things will obviously never be able to be answered. We know this. It's life in general, existence, philosophically speaking. But in the premises of this, I can find somewhat of a solid answer, nonetheless. So, good time for Kiss. It's probably the worst segue ever, but I was thinking about, you know, I haven't played any Kiss on here, and I am a fan of Gene Simmons. Huge intellect, by the way. If you didn't know this, he's a genius. Sure, some of you don't believe you don't agree with his views politically and whatever, and economically, and that's fine, whatever, but you can't dismiss this guy's intelligence. But anyway, Kiss in itself is, and you know, it's like we get my neighbor Rob. It's funny, I don't know if he's listening. Good friend of mine, at literally a stone throw away over here. We got in this argument, playful argument, about Beatles and Kiss, and he was said some remark that Kiss was more talented than Beatles. And I just, you know, for me personally, it's just impossible. Both bands are incredibly talented, but then again, some people would disagree with me, and they'd say Peter Criss is a terrible drummer, Ringo Starr is a terrible drummer. I don't think so, okay? And if somebody wants to rat me out for this, please call in, 347-215-6357. If you are listening to this as a podcast, you're listening to this as a under the episode archive at a later date and time than when I'm previously talking right now, then, you know, rat me out at a further date. But, you know, it's absurd. You know, I'm sorry. Rob and I are completely in line, in agreement with a lot of things in life, but just not when it comes to just the opinion on the Beatles. But what this has to do with Kiss is, I was talking about Kiss and how, you know, genius band, genius gimmick, and I said absolutely. You know, whether they're more talented than the Beatles, that's obviously up for argument and somewhat unanswerable. But Kiss, Detroit Rock City, great song. Paul Stanley's got a great voice. I mean, besides the fact, and I love the writing. I love the riffs. I love the band. You know? I love the band.
Saturday night. Saturday night.
my drummer up here, Dan Gamma, actually is involved in a Kiss tribute cover band. And I haven't had a chance to see them yet. He actually had to go record with that band down in the Bronx. Second time the Bronx have come up tonight. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, so he's involved with that. I have actually a couple of interesting informational bits about this song. And this actually was written about a fan who was driving actually to a Kiss concert and was unfortunately killed in a car accident. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but the B-side of the single has Beth on it, which was written and sang by drummer Peter Criss. I got to check that out. I've never actually heard Peter Criss sing. I don't think I have. And I guess this was I don't know if he was on the way to a concert in Detroit. They don't have that specifically written here. That's what I'm assuming, but I'm not stating it completely. Anyway. And I love the guitar tones. And real quick, to go back to Pink Floyd, because it actually wasn't even Pink Floyd. I'm getting all flustered over here. Stevie Ray Vaughan, the tone at Carnegie is just astounding. I mean, his tone's always astounding. He's the king of tone, always will. We have the king of pop, you know, Michael Jackson, James Brown, Godfather Soul, you know, king of rock and roll, Elvis. To me, Stevie Ray Vaughan's just the king of tone. Yeah, it's amazing. Anybody into Burn Notice? I don't know why I'm bringing this up. I love the show. I'm just all over the board tonight. I think I'm just brain dead from all the studying. But no, Burn Notice is a really good show. I'm watching it on Netflix again for the second time. Starring Jeffrey Donovan, Bruce Campbell, Gabriella. Oh, what's her name? I gotta Google this now. I think this is no. No, still not. All right, forget it. I gotta put Burn Notice in. Burn Notice cast. I'm really wasting a lot of time here. Anwar. Gabrielle Anwar. Wow, she's not even that old. She's only 45. I don't know if that's really a compliment for my part. Oh, excuse me. But anyway, she's gorgeous. But anyway. We've covered our story. We've covered our Pink Floyd moment tonight, Stevie Ray Vaughan moment tonight, Kiss moment tonight. I can play this one cut that I have, but it's like 8 minutes long. I don't know if I want to do it tonight. I don't know if I want to do it, if I want to talk more. I'm not sure what to do. And I'm sitting here with dead air. So that means that I am going to play it. I'm going to play it, but it's long. I don't know if I want to play it. It's very long. How long is this? Oh, it's 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to time it just right. We've done this before in the past. I'm going to time it just right. We got like a 2 minute countdown here before I play this song, because it's either I play it now and then I cut right back in with a minute 30 left and the Blog Talk Radio woman's going, "You have 90 seconds left," you know, all like that. And it's like, you know, driving me crazy. I'm trying to say 60 minutes is just not enough time. I don't prepare for the show at all. I just throw the MP3s in there, find a outrageous news story for you, usually off the Huffington Post, where all the outrageous material usually comes from, and provide it for you, the listener, the rock, blues listener. I was going to go off on a tangent, but I always have to stop myself because I keep looking at the clock, and I could always extend it to an hour and a half. I could always extend it to 2 hours, but to me, I don't know. If the ratings go up, we'll see what happens. We have over 1,200 archive listens, which really isn't really anything to brag about, but it's at least a start. I think most archive listens on one episode with the feature of Kelly Ryder on it was 460-something. So, you know, it's got to start somewhere. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Once again, that's not changing. I keep saying that over and over again. I still think I'm traumatized by it. I'll make this probably the last time I'll ever say it. 646-378-1221. The golden guest calling number vanished into the cyberspace abyss, into the never to return wilderness of the internet, of the phone companies, and it's not coming back. And we're going to take 5 seconds to mourn about it right now and grieve. Steve Ray Vaughan and Albert King in the studio. It's probably going to cut out towards the end. We're going to have to deal with it. I'm running a little bit out of time here. Quick little note. They joined together and joined forces. This is available on YouTube. You can watch Stevie and Albert go at it. And excellent, excellent backing band. Sidemen in the studio. Excellent, excellent drummer and bassist. And God, Organ 2 is pretty good, but the drums and bass is just completely locked in throughout this entire album. This is called Don't Lie to Me. Nice 12 bar between the two. The King of Tone and one of the Kings of Blues, Albert King, Steve Ray Vaughan. Catch you guys later. Thanks again for tuning in to the Classic Rock, Classic Blues, and Outrageous News Show, the Rock Blues News Show. Jason D'Amico here signing off. We'll see you later.
Please. Don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad. Don't you lie to me. Now don't you lie.